Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm John Huckenberry. Some science this morning on The Takeaway. Scientists in the UK say that for the first time they've created from stem cells human sperm. And now the research could obviously allow infertile men to have children. And it sparks perhaps an ethical debate about reproductive biology. But what about the science here? Joining us now from London to discuss this is Clive Cookson, science editor for the Financial Times. Clive, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the science of transforming a stem cell into an actual fertilizable sperm cell that could be used to create an embryo?
This work was done at Newcastle University in the north of England by Karim Nayernia, who's originally from Iran. He was working in Germany, couldn't work with embryos, so moved to the UK. What he's done is taken human embryonic stem cells and then treated them with various chemicals and nudged them along to become sperm, basically. It's quite a complicated process. You have to separate them, give them various chemical nudges, and you have the most important thing, the real scientific breakthrough, is to achieve what's called meiosis. That's the splitting of the chromosomes so that you get a sperm, and they produce sperm, and they've looked through the microscope, and they've seen them wriggling around with heads to fertilize the egg and tails to swim around. But I should emphasize they haven't actually fertilized any human eggs yet.
Now, does this involve sort of backstepping the embryo process? Because by the time the stem cells are embryos, they've passed the sperm stage. Are you stepping backwards, or are you creating some fundamentally new sort of organism and then adding a head and a tail to it?
No, it is another example of the amazing reprogramming or stepping back that scientists are doing with cells. And it should be possible to do it in soon in an even more amazing way. Sort of starting with an embryonic stem cell, you should be able to start with an adult cell, say a skin cell from an infertile man.
So in theory, you could actually create a sperm not from a stem cell, but from a fully adult, a fully specialized cell. Clive Cookson, science editor for the Financial Times. That's the theory here, right?
That is the theory, but I want to emphasize that a long way away. The next step will be to do this by taking a skin cell, taking it back to a stage called a pluripotent stem cell, and then turn it into sperm. But scientists are doing amazing things in the States as well in reprogramming cells to become all sorts of new cells.
Finally, Clive, they say that this could be, a boon for infertile men to have children, but if you can only make these sperm from embryos, infertile men can't produce embryos to begin with. So how would this help infertile males?
Well, in the beginning, it would be the embryos would be like an anonymous sperm donor for an infertile male. But in the long term, as I say, the idea is you take a cell from the infertile male, so it will help them eventually.
I see. So in this particular case, the sperm that they've created are genetic progeny of the embryo itself?
That's exactly right.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, Clive Cookson, science editor for the Financial Times, talking about a story. Scientists in the UK saying that for the first time, they've used embryonic stem cells to produce human sperm. Thank you, Clive.
Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.